I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea says a failed harvest meant cutting food rations in half. However, Eric Foley of Voice of the Martyrs Korea says to take that with a grain of salt.
If you were to talk to ordinary people inside of North Korea, however, their response would be, what rations? The North Korea ration system actually broke down in the early 2000s. And since that point in time, people inside North Korea no longer receive food from the government.
When evaluating the stories from North Korea, there are a couple of things he suggests that we take into consideration. Remember that the body of Christ in North Korea is complex and do what they do.
North Korean Christians do what the Bible commands. They pray for those in authority. They pray that Kim Jong-un would come to know Christ. That seems to us sometimes to be a pointless prayer. But in their view, that is the kind of prayer that requires faith.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship is bringing some much-needed airstrip upgrades to parts of Haiti. In La Source, MAF opened a new airstrip in January. The airstrip was generously sponsored by Pastor Carl Harris and the First Baptist Church in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. MAF's program manager in Haiti, David Carwell, says,
"Well, we're excited. We've been operating in Haiti for over 30 years, and we've been able to see a number of new airstrips developed. But it's been since 2010 since we've opened a new one, and we're just really excited about reaching the isolated people on the western end of the island of Loganau."
MAF pilots transport medicine, relief aid, and opportunities for the ultimate hope to remote areas. So pray that they would be able to improve other airstrips as well as add more in Haiti. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.